This is the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health on 3ABR. And today I have Sally in the studio. Good morning, Sally. Good
morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine. Beautiful. Sally is the coordinator at the Murrawarne Community House. And Melanie, who is a volunteer coordinator.
Good morning.
Good morning. At Otway Health.
At Otway Health, that's correct.
Is that a bit of a job? Is it a bit like herding cats, coordinating volunteers? Is it a bit challenging sometimes?
Oh, it has its moments, but no, overall it's a great job and I love working with the volunteers. So very grateful for the wonderful job they do and how they help us.
There's a lot of them, isn't there?
There
in
is.
In Apollo Bay.
What definitely.
8, 10, 15?
At Otway Health? No, we've got just over 90 volunteers.
That's ridiculous.
So
that's 10% of the... Just nearly 10% of the population.
That's correct, yes.
Wow.
So, and majority of those volunteers not only volunteer at Otway Health, they volunteer in many other organisations or charities in the Bay as well. So, we're very grateful to have them on board.
It's part of the deal. But we're not just celebrating the fact that they're here. It's Volunteer Week.
It is.
Or Volunteer Day or Week?
What is it? Volunteer Week. So yep. National Volunteer Week. So it's recognised across Australia to thank all the volunteers throughout the country in the wonderful job they do. And as we all know, we wouldn't get a lot of things done in this country if it wasn't for our wonderful volunteers.
So what are you going to do? Buy them a cake? A cup of coffee?
We might celebrate a bit bigger than that.
Okay.
To celebrate National Volunteer Week, it also coincides with Neighbourhood House Week, hence why we've invited the lovely Sally to join us. And we've joined forces to sort of showcase Neighbourhood House, but also to thank all our volunteers. Mm. Tomorrow we've got a few different things happening. So we've got a sushi making demonstration, which one of our lovely volunteers, Tanya, is going to be showing us how to make sushi. So if you don't know how to make it, come along and have a look, and then we'll get to try it later.
Yep.
Sally's going to set up the virtual tours in the computer lab. Do you want to mention that?
Yeah, well, we've got 7 computers in the computer lab, and we've set them up tomorrow for some virtual tours. So you'll be able to put some headphones on and hook up to YouTube and go for a little bit of a jaunt around whichever country you'd like. There's some beautiful, beautiful scenery around Hong Kong, some gorgeous markets there, and we're hoping that people can just take a break from the winter that is Apollo Bay and come and visit us and visit some other places in the world.
Kind of dip your consciousness in another reality.
Yeah,
is that what's going on?
Wow.
And I suppose like this year I've decided to do a theme. Last year I did a theme for National Volunteer Week and it was a big hit. It was just something a bit of fun. So this year our theme is around the world. So hence the reason Sally's mentioning, some different countries and get a bit of an insight. I've also got someone coming along named Rita. She was originally from Italy. So she's going to do a bit of a travelling armchair, a bit of a talk of what it was like when she first came to Australia, not knowing any English and how it was to fit in and just explain how she's, settled in. She's been in Australia. Oh, I hate to guess. Now I forgot to ask her, but it'll be 30 plus years, I would say. So she's going to have a bit of a chat. Also, then we're going to have lunch. So the lunch, we've got some foods from around the world. So we've got Holly down at Hello Coffee making some beautiful Indian curries. The kitchen at Otway Health are doing some Vietnamese rice paper rolls. Mm. We'll have sandwiches. We'll have, a variety of foods. Of course, the sushi that's being made freshly in the morning. And also Do Care from Colac. They actually share some of our volunteers. So they're joining forces with us as well and going to bring some different nationality foods down as well to join us.
So where do I line up for this lunch?
Oh, come down at 12 o'clock, Bob, and we'll...
Is it at Otway Health or at the Neighbourhood House?
It's at Neighbourhood House.
It's at 6 Pengilly Avenue.
Murrawarne.
We've got lots of volunteers there, but anyone from the community is more than welcome to come down and say hi.
Okay. And you stick a gold coin in a bucket or something, or you just come?
Just come along.
Wow.
Yep.
Gee, there'll be a few freeloaders turn up for that.
That's what we want.
As long as they get talking with their volunteers and, then they might be enticed to think, what else can we do and how can we help get involved?
Well, of course, the thing about volunteering is that it's not just good for the people you're helping, is it, really? Volunteers themselves get all sorts of benefits in terms of improved mental health and connections in the community.
Connections,
and stuff.
Great way to communicate, chat with people if you're, you know, great way to meet new people and different people from all different walks of life as well. So, yeah, it's a great way to... I think it's very fulfilling. I volunteer, and I'm sure, as I said, half the town volunteers.
Yeah, I think we all put in a
great chance also to thank everyone over the weekend. I'm sure this last weekend wouldn't have run without the hundreds of volunteers that helped run the marathon on the weekend.
Well, that's true. They get a little incentive, though, of course. All their clubs,
do, but it still, as I said, takes a lot of volunteers to run something
absolutely,
like that.
And Sally, this virtual thing, how does it? How is that working? What? Computer lab. I mean, Murrawarrina is just a place to go and play and have meetings, isn't it? What's this?
Well, you can do that. There's always free Wi-Fi that people can come and plug in and hook themselves up if they need to do a meeting or they need to do a bit of homework or study. Yep. Always open for that. You're probably best to just give me a call and make sure there's a room available for you. But we've always got facilities open like that. We do have a purpose-built room at the front, which has 7 computers, and they're hooked up to Wi-Fi all the time. And for this in particular, you can just I've got it all set up, so all you need to do is press play and check your headphones on and listen to some beautiful music and go on a little tour.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're pretty well technologically equipped down at Murrawarrina for computers and stuff. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. There's a meeting room at the back, so you know you can do some teleconferencing out there. You've got a great big screen you can plug your computers into, do your PowerPoints, whiteboard as well. So it's all set up for lots of different community groups to meet, and they do use it. They have their AGMs there. They go, we've got a beautiful kitchen. They can cook themselves some food or get catering in. So we're really well set up.
It is indeed. So that's your community house, Murrawarrina. It's not anybody else's. So remember to take your rubbish with you when you go. Okay, then, so there's a big free lunch. You're going to give any awards to any volunteers? Are they going to, no?
No, not at this presentation. We normally do that at the end of the year at our AGM. We normally like to present our volunteers with it. They receive a service pin like staff, so depending on their services and that. So we'd like to get up and thank them in front of, you know, the board and that as well, so they're recognised. Tomorrow's just about having fun, getting to meet other people, having a chat with everyone, enjoying some of the activities that we've got on display and thanking them.
So let's volunteers, you got 90 of them?
Yes.
So what range of tasks, what sort of things do people need to be... Well, what sort of things do they do, and how much of their time do they spend doing it?
Well, we've got volunteers that may do 3 hours a week. There's some that may do 10 or more. It just depends on what they're sort of doing. So we've got a couple of drivers who are picking up community members in the community to take them down to do their shopping or get their post.
We had the breast screen bus running from Murrawarrina. I'm just remembering that last month. So we had one of your volunteer drivers drive a group of ladies up to Breast Screen Victoria so they could have their bit of a screen going on.
Yep.
And that will be happening more regularly as well. So for anyone out there who needs to get a checkup, keep an eye out in the news sheet for that, for the next one. And that's run by volunteers as well. We've got volunteer gardeners, of course, all the wonderful ladies and gentlemen down at Second Sales, Meals on Wheels drivers. We've got Friend in Hand massage therapy, which is happening today, probably as we speak.
Yep.
What else have we got? It's going blank now.
You've got a great age range of volunteers as well. You've got some people who have been doing it for many, many years, 40, 30 years, and some people who just come into town, and even backpackers just put their hand up and help out at the
people that have come along.
That's great.
Short term. So it doesn't have to be a long term thing. You might only be able to volunteer once a month when you're down or something, but I'm sure we can still find a task for you to do.
I'll bet you can. Qualifications, other than breathing in and out and being able to move about, do you need police checks, health checks?
Police checks. You've got to have police checks, working with children's check. If they're driving the bus, especially for out of town and the one that's doing the shopping trip, we do first aid training, which will put you through that.
Yep.
But other than that, friend in hand, again, there's some training for that one, which... Louise, our allied health assistant, will do training for that. But most of it, you're on the job learning.
Okay. And you take care of all that paperwork anyway. If the police check, you just say, here's the form.
Initial interview that we have, I'll go through all that paperwork with them and get that all ticked off.
Okay. And most of these interviews are conducted at Hello Coffee or somewhere pleasant, are they?
Unfortunately, no. Budget doesn't stretch that far.
Why don't we play some music and come back and talk some more? This is the Otway Health Check on 3ABR.
Iwaluka is a takeaway cafe, but did you know it's also a restaurant and a bar, and they have accommodation. Opposite the skate park in the heart of Apollo Bay, you can sit inside or out, enjoying your coffee, cake or meal. They have a new menu, and you can call them on 52376531, or just Google them. The New Iwaluka is a proud major sponsor of Apollo Bay Radio.
Apollo Bay Arts Inc., supporting arts in Apollo Bay and District. Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
All the Apollo Bay news is published every Thursday in the news sheet. Apollo Bay News, supporting Apollo Bay Radio. If you need to know it, want to find it, have to have it, the Apollo Bay News Sheet has got it. Staying connected with your community.
Otway Health is your local health and community services provider in Apollo Bay.
They offer expert quality care in their urgent care unit, in-home support, community health and wellbeing programs, residential care and allied health services, performed by their professional and friendly staff.
The urgent care unit operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Visit the website at otwayhealth.org.au for more information or phone 5237 8500.
Don't forget to tune in to hear the Otway Health Check on 3ABR, Tuesday mornings every fortnight between 11 and 11:30am.
Otway Health, providing round-the-clock quality expert care.
Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
Apollo Bay Radio, that's what you're listening to.
You haven't really been to Apollo Bay until you've immersed yourself in the colourful local atmosphere of the Saturday morning community market. From 8:30 to 1 every Saturday, local producers and craftspeople gather on the foreshore to present the best of what's grown and made in the Otways. Farm fresh and organic fruit, vegetables, berries, seedlings, free-range eggs, grass-fed beef and lamb, honey, homemade preserves, ciders, locally roasted coffee and delicious baked treats. Handcrafted ceramics, jewellery, photography, toys, homemade soaps, skincare and much more. It's lively and it's all absolutely local. Station sponsor the Apollo Bay Community Market every Saturday morning between the Information Centre and the Surf Club.
Yes, don't miss the Saturday Morning Market, although at this time of year, depending on the day, we're meant to get sun on Saturday, so it might be worth popping down, but sometimes it's a bit bleak in winter.
A bit quieter.
You can always pick up your eggs, though.
You get your eggs. You always get your eggs. And more often than not, you can get your bacon and stuff from Roderick as well. So a few hearty souls are always there. This is the Otway Health Check, not the market program. And we're talking to Sally and Melanie. And we're talking about Volunteer Week and a bit about Murrawarne, the community house. And so tomorrow... So if you're listening to the podcast, you missed out on this because it's already gone. However, come back next year, there'll be another party. there's lots of food and bon ami at the Murrawarne, at Otway Health, not at Murrawarne.
No, at Murrawarne.
It's at Murrawarne.
Yes,
okay.
Murrawarne.
Good. Get the details right, Bob. From about 12 o'clock or?
So some of the other demonstrations will be happening from 10:30.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep, but we've got lunch.
Lunch about 12 o'clock, 12? Yeah.
Yep.
So get yourself out of the house and down to Murrawarne. Sally has organised how to make the place beautifully warm.
Yes, I have actually. Was always a bit drafty in winter, but we are working very hard to make sure it's nice and toasty.
Oh, good.
And we are succeeding in that at this particular point.
That's great.
Yeah, it's good.
And And some other stuff's been happening at Murrawarne too, hasn't it? You're going to be more comfortable going forward?
Yeah, there's been a fair bit of work going on there since January. We've had the roofs all redone, so all the leaks have now stopped.
Okay.
The interior has been painted, but not the beautiful mural that was in room one. That's still there. Yep. And as we speak at the moment, the exterior is being painted. And again,
not
we
today,
are...
Not today though, probably.
No, they did down tools today. but... The mural outside is also being saved. So later on in the year, we'll be looking at touching that exterior mural up.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, we're just fixing up the rest of the joint, which is brilliant. We also have about 50 new chairs coming. So if you sat in Murrawarne for an extended period of time...
Those lovely wire chairs.
You would know that your bottom can get a little bit cold. So we have had some funding from Bendigo Bank and also from Adult Education from the state government. And we're now able to purchase some lovely soft padded meeting chairs. So your bottoms will be padded and your backs as well.
Yep.
We have 50 of those coming in the next couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
Yep.
And if I've got a bit of an idea for something I want to do at Murrawarne, how do I go about making it happen? If I'm a potter and I want to teach pottery, or if I'm a club and I want, how do you access
it? I love
it?
Good ideas. Always love good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You will contact me. So you can call me directly on 5237 8590.
Yep.
Or email Murrawarne coordinator. And then we'll just have a chat and I'll see your needs and you can chat to me about what you'd like to do and we'll work together to make it happen. This year I've started putting all new courses on Try Booking. So I manage that side of things for anyone who'd like to come in and run a course.
Mm.
And I've had a lot of success with that. So people are actually looking online, clicking yes, saying thank you very much. I'd like to do that and book in. People who don't like booking online can always check in with me first and then we can take cash through Otway Health Reception. But I'm just finding that system is working really, really well.
Yeah, it's nice and simple and straightforward. And when you pay your $10, you're a bit more likely to turn up.
That's the idea. That's the idea. But I just want to support anyone out there with creative, special ideas that they want to put forward.
And really that just depends on, so you've got the idea, then you need the 5 or the 8 or the 10 people that would be interested in learning about that or sharing it or doing a workshop or whatever.
We'd sit down and we'd have to have a look at the figures.
Yep.
Always got to make sure that no one's out of pocket for anything like that. And then we'd work out some good times and, we've got the room for free and I'd support you in any kind of media that you need to get your course up and running.
That's great. And if any groups wanted to bring someone from somewhere else that was going to cost a couple of $100 and they all wanted to put in and have someone come and talk to them or, a permaculture guru or a knitting expert or, a painter, an artist or something.
Absolutely. But the thing, Bob, we're not tied to the house that is Murrawarne. So if someone wanted to use a different facility but have the support of Murrawarne, we are more than welcome. We welcome people to do that and we can just work out a way
Want to run a big event down at the new community centre, for instance, Murrawarne can help you do that.
Absolutely, we can help you do that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're there to help people in community development.
Wonderful.
That's what we're there for. And and in light of that, we do have a couple of community development programs going on at the moment.
Okay.
We've got a conversational Mandarin class that's starting today.
Mm.
It has been well advertised, so I'm pretty happy with the bookings. It started off because there was a bit of a call for the community to help when it comes to tourism and speaking in Mandarin and just welcoming people, talking about the weather, that kind of stuff. One of the beautiful local residents we have, Amy Wang, approached Murrawarne asking if she could please teach conversational Mandarin.
Yep.
And this was at the start of the year. And it became bigger than Ben Hur. And we managed to find some funding for her through adult education. So now this term, she's running a fuller, larger program and it's running for 10 weeks. And it's a pre-accredited course, but it's got all the guts and the bells and whistles of something you'd expect in larger towns. So we're really happy about that.
Well, the really important thing about that is that we have lots of Chinese people in the streets, and how lovely would it be? Because very often there's no connection at all. They get off the bus, they walk past us. To be able to say hello, to make eye contact and say hello in their own language, it's just going to be a great icebreaker, It's something that they'll remember and you'll start to feel a lot better about, stopping to wait while eight people get served in front of you. You could have a conversation.
I think it's a great reflection on this town, though, yeah, about how many people have been enthusiastic about this course. How many local people and businesses have put their hand up to learn a little bit of conversational Mandarin. It does look like quite a challenging language.
Sure.
But if you had a couple of phrases under your belt, I think it's just a really beautiful reflection of our town and how welcoming we are.
Yeah, no, it's a very good thing to do. What else you got there?
Do you want to sew some French knickers, Bob?
Not for myself, no. Sure. But French knickers.
French knickers. Sewing French knickers. So we have a beautiful local designer, Jo Dunsmuir. She has a business entitled Frankie and Ray. You may remember Jo from the market for many years. She made handmade tops and dresses from Liberty Fabrics. So she's taking her hand now to education and also pattern design. One of her patterns has been French knickers. And she has had some success with that kind of workshop. So we are running that in June, on the 24th of June. We've got a couple of places left. It's a BYO sewing machine event, and she'll have some beautiful fabric for you, and you'll be talked through how to measure, how to cut, how to sew in the elastic, all those. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I'm sure it will. Yes, and I imagine it'll be well attended.
There's only one or two places left, so it is filling up. So grab it while you can.
The knickers, the course, knickers. Not the knickers.
The knickers, yeah.
and that's about it for now.
That's it for now, yes.
We've had a bit of interest from the radio station side in a Prepare for On Air course that we're going to run, we think, in the fourth term. It's a bit down the track, but people take a while to get around to it, and there are two or three people that we know that are putting their hands up to say they're interested. So look out for that.
Yeah, and again, that's a funded course. That's something that you won't pay as much money as it's actually worth it's funded from the state government.
That's worth serious dollars.
Serious dollars. So I hope lots of people will take that offer up.
And we have also, independently of Murrawarne, but we would work with Murrawarne, applied for some funding for through the Community Broadcasting Group to do some basic technical training for people.
Yep.
And if we get that, then we'll be working with Murrawarne to, we'll probably need their computers and stuff. So
sure, do you want some Wi-Fi?
A bit of bandwidth would be good.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, let's kind of wraps it up a bit. Volunteer. Do you know who the longest serving volunteer is?
The longest volunteer serving retired last year, and that was Frances Sims,
she did
45 years.
Wow.
So she was one of the ones who was sort of the backbones behind getting the opportunity shop up and running and bringing
it to that. Was she really?
Yeah.
So I interviewed Frances, and she's probably listening.
She may be listening.
She does
so
listen
there,
to the local radio.
Listening to us.
And a couple of years, Frances. She was recognised. A couple of years ago, she was recognised with the Australia Day Awards.
That's right.
Which is beautiful.
Okay. Well, that's great. And look, it does run on volunteers, and it's a wonderful thing about living here. We all come here with our hearts, not with our heads. That's for sure.
That's right.
Because if you knew how much it was going to cost you in time and money, you probably wouldn't.
And thank you also to you, Bob. Like, you're volunteering your time to come on
true.
The radio station. Yep. So
good point, Mel.
Yes.
And that's the great thing about volunteering. You get to do the things you enjoy.
That
I know
love.
Some
that's
of the gardeners
right.
up at Otway Health. They don't think they're giving much because they're actually really
they
enjoying.
They love being in the garden.
Yeah,
that's their thing. Yeah. They love to be out there plodding away. So
all right.
So once again, thank you to all our volunteers and all the volunteers in Apollo Bay for everything you do.
If you're not doing it already, go and see Melanie, and she'll give you a gig. She'll be very gentle to begin with.
That's right.
And
softly.
And don't forget to. Check out what's happening at Murrawarne. Keep an eye on it because there's always something interesting going on there. This has been a very loose and easy Otway Health check, and we'll be back in a fortnight with more news on that front.